To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of this heavenly sunrise comes from a friend in Easton, New York, who has been participating in our discipleship class via the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. Since taking the class, they find themselves waking up early and beginning their day investing in their faith. This amazing photo is a result of them looking for the peace that can only come from seeking the Lord, because before they decided to walk in the Spirit, they would have slept in and missed this sight that they called a sunrise, as in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Today is Good Friday, and although our friend took this photo on 3:16, yes, as in John 3:16, I purposely held off sharing it until today, because I felt it was only fitting to share this sunrise on the day when we remember that Christ died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, reconciling to God all those who place their faith in him. For those not familiar with John 3:16, I just have to share it. John 3:16 from the New King James Version says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So now you know, God loves you. He sent Jesus to earth to save us, to give us spiritual life, and to dwell with him forever. While today we remember Christ's death on the cross, it is even more important to remember he didn't stay dead. Jesus showed he was the Son of God and God the Son by rising from the dead. His example shows us that we who place our faith in him will never truly die, as we are given spiritual life the moment we believe in him, and we will rise with him when he returns to reclaim and renew the earth. So although we may be saddened by Christ's suffering for us, keep your head up, because he died so that we could truly live. This morning's meditation verse is Acts 1:8 from the New King James Version. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Today's verse was the last words that the resurrected Jesus spoke to the apostles before ascending to heaven. Prior to this, he instructed the apostles to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be empowered to be witnesses of Jesus and to share his good news to the ends of the earth. All believers receive the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit when they place their faith in Jesus. So we all have the Holy Spirit in us to guide us through our conscience and intuition. We also can have a deep sense of his presence when we commune with God in prayer, worship, and Bible study. The Holy Spirit will convict us of our sins and lead us to repentance. He can also lead us into all truth through revelations from God's Word that give us a deeper understanding of our faith and can help us to discern the spiritual aspects in life. Sometimes he can also reveal to us things that are to come as we receive words of knowledge or intuitions of assurances of outcomes that are later proven to be founded in truth that we can't fully understand. And the Holy Spirit will guide those who seek his presence, wisdom, and strength by asking for his infilling. But when we are attempting to follow the Holy Spirit, we do have to be careful that we are not being deceived by ourselves or the enemy. The Holy Spirit can and will do amazing things in your relationship with him, but there are things he will not do. He will never contradict the Word of God or the principles in the Word of God. So if you're getting a word from the Spirit that leads you into sin or into confusion, you can only conclude that you have been deceived or have deceived yourself. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to glorify the work of Jesus Christ. That's why the apostles had to wait to receive his baptism, to be empowered for ministry. The evidence of the Holy Spirit's power in the apostles' lives was the incredible growth of the church that was followed, that followed their receiving the Holy Spirit's baptism. So as we seek to walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit should lead us into a life that glorifies God and the work and wisdom of Jesus Christ specifically. The Holy Spirit's power in our lives will be evidenced by our personal, progressive sanctification and the good works that we do to build up the body of Christ and welcome others into God's kingdom through faith in Jesus Christ. So follow the Holy Spirit's leadings. Ask him for an infilling of his power when you need it. But be sure to be discerning so that you aren't led astray by your own ideas or counterfeit thoughts that come from the world or the enemy. We are not perfect, and we may make mistakes along the way, but as long as we make sure that the guidance we take lines up with the Word of God and its wisdom, we can know that we are walking with the Spirit and the direction of God's plan for our lives. As always, I invite you all to go to mtforchrist.org, where we share insights from the prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Alcohol and Drug Abuse, Breaking Free and Staying Free. Today, we're sharing how to recover using 10 spiritual steps. So go to mtforchrist.org to check that out. If you're interested in joining the discipleship class, just email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I can send you all the class materials, and I can even send you a link to the podcast that you're listening to, where you can find all the classes, all 9 of them so far. Thank you for listening. Have a good Friday. Remember Christ, and God bless you all.